All these clothes and things. Oh, hey. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I am just packing my suitcase. So many things to put inside, and I'm not really sure how best to pack. To roll or not to roll? That is the question. Should I roll my clothes or simply fold them? Well, are you good at packing your suitcase when you go on a trip? How much time do you need to get ready for a trip? The name of our lesson is Travel Hacks. Yes, travel hacks. Those are little tricks that you can remember to help you when you are traveling. Here's a question for you to think about. The answer is in today's lesson. Where in your suitcase should you pack heavy items? Where in your suitcase should you pack heavy items? Friends, let's find the answer. That should do it. Here we go. Whew. Made it.
Travel hacks. Secrets to making your trip go as smoothly as possible. People look forward to vacations as times of fun and relaxation, but they can be a source of stress. Each stage of a trip has its own challenges, but there are things to do to make traveling easier. When packing, roll up clothes rather than folding them so they take up less space in your bag. Rolling your clothes carefully can also prevent them from getting wrinkled. Pack heavy items in the bottom of your suitcase, close to the wheels. Having more weight on the bottom will make your suitcase less likely to tip over when standing up.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 wrinkle 这个动词。Wrinkle 是指弄皱或者是使起皱纹或皱褶。例如 ,Ellen tried to sit nicely so she wouldn't wrinkle her silk dress. Ellen 试着好好坐好以免弄皱她丝质的洋装。Wrinkle 的过去分词 wrinkled 可以当形容词使用，意思就是皱的。例如 ,Alex's wrinkled suit was already too big for him, so it made him look a bit funny. Alex 的西装皱巴巴的又太大件，让他看起来有些好笑。Wrinkle 也可以当名词，意思就是皱纹。例如 ,The cream claims to smooth fine wrinkles in days. 这个面霜声称只要几天就可以抚平细纹。接下来我们看的是 suitcase 这个名词。Suit 是指套装或西装，所以 suitcase 是指行李箱，大多用来放衣物。注意 suitcase 和 luggage, L-U-G-G-A-G-E 是不一样的。Luggage 是指行李，是一个集合名词，包括所有的行李箱或包包。例如 Rachel checked in all of her luggage at the counter. Rachel 在柜台办登机时把所有行李都托运了。但 suitcase 是指装行李的箱子，所以是可数的。例如 Molly's suitcases were found in the lost and found at the airport. Molly 的行李箱在机场的失物招领处找到了。
Gabe, why do you have such a big suitcase? It looks like you're traveling for a month or something.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good question, Rebecca, because it's not that heavy. I actually don't have too many things inside of this suitcase. Maybe I should have packed in a smaller suitcase, but I'm not very good at packing, so it's easier just to throw everything inside of a big suitcase.
Well, it sounds like today's lesson is just for you. It's called Travel Hacks. I think we're going to learn some tips on how to pack a little better.
Yeah, I could probably use some good tips. Okay, well, Travel Hacks. Secrets to making your trip go as smoothly as possible. So making your trip go as smoothly as possible, that's not only talking about packing in a better way, right? I guess it's talking about a good trip overall.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Of course it's not referring to only packing. packing is a small part of a vacation, but a very important part. We read, people look forward to vacations as times of fun and relaxation, but they can be a source of stress. Now, we see these words to look forward to on the screen here, and we see the word to expect. What is the difference between these words?
Oh, to look forward to is in our lesson, and this is that you're expecting something to happen, but you're very happy about it. You're eager about it. However, the word expect, it could be neutral. It could be positive or negative. So, for example, we might say we're expecting a storm. A storm is probably coming through here soon. We are expecting a storm. But I would not say I'm looking forward to a storm because a storm is bad.
Exactly. So you could also say, I am looking forward to my sister's visit. Or you could say, I am expecting my sister to visit sometime this month.
But even that is different meanings, right? Mm-hmm. So you're expecting your sister to visit. People don't know if you're happy or sad about that. But when they hear you're looking forward to her visit, they know you're happy.
Exactly. So these are some great phrases for you to know. So why don't you practice them with your friends?
Hey, Rebecca.
Yes.
Just about that word expect.
Mm-hmm.
What if someone says, I'm expecting, but then that's the end of their sentence and they don't say anything after that? What does that mean?
Gabe, that is a great question. When someone says, I'm expecting, mm-hmm. and they just stop there, that means that they are expecting to have a baby.
Ah, that means they're pregnant. So friends, if there is a party this weekend, don't say, there is a party this weekend, I'm expecting. No. Say, there is a party this weekend, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent reminder. Well, continuing on with our lesson, we read, each stage of a trip has its own challenges, but there are things to do to make traveling easier. And this next section is called When Packing. I think you'll find this section very useful. Hmm? Gabe, it says, roll up clothes rather than folding them so they take up less space in your bag. Did you roll up your clothes, Gabe?
Well, actually, I didn't roll them up or mm-hmm. fold them. I just kind of threw them inside the bag. Is that okay?
Gabe, no. I think that your clothes probably take up a lot of space in your suitcase.
Yeah, maybe they do. Hey, that's a great phrase to know. Maybe these clothes are taking up space. And friends, if something takes up space, that means it is using that space. So you want to take as little space as possible, or take up as little space as possible with your clothes.
For example, I really don't want a desk in my room because my room is small and a desk takes up too much space. But of course, we're talking about clothing here, and so you should roll up your clothes rather than folding them so they take up less space. And rolling your clothes carefully can also prevent them from getting wrinkled.
You know, I have done this before, but it's not a habit of mine. Maybe it should be. Well, friends, we have another tip here. Pack heavy items in the bottom of your suitcase close to the wheels. Why? Having more weight on the bottom will make your suitcase less likely to tip over when standing up.
That's a really good tip, one that I'll definitely have to remember. Well, anyway, do you like to imitate people, Gabe, or is it better to emulate something? Gabe, who are you imitating?
You, of course.
Okay, well, right now it's time for us to learn more about these words in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. I'm Jack.
And I'm Ken. Okay, here's a question for you, friends. What's the difference between imitating someone and emulating someone? Is there a difference?
Both have very similar meanings, but there is a difference. Let's take a closer look at these two words. When you imitate someone, you are simply copying that person, whether it's a style, mannerism, or behavior.
Right. The way a person talks or moves is something that can be imitated. You know, my friend Steve tends to give an upward nod when greeting someone, and I can imitate him by doing the same thing while greeting Jack.
Hey, that's a good imitation. Things like writing styles and animal sounds can also be imitated. Now, what about when you emulate someone?
Okay, to emulate means to strive to match or excel. In other words, trying to be at least as good or successful as somebody else. And that someone is usually a role model. So when you emulate them, you try to reach the same accomplishments and beyond.
That's right. If I try to master the piano the way that my professor did, I would be emulating him. So friends, when you imitate someone, you're only copying. But when you emulate someone, you're striving forward to achieve. It's always something positive.
Imitate 跟 emulate 这两个字，如果你查字典，会发现都有着模仿的意思，但它们有一个差别。Imitate 只是在 copy 复制，像一个鹦鹉，它会 imitate 人讲话，而 imitate 的后果，因为那是一个复制品，也不会有原本的品质。Emulate 就不同了，与其说模仿 ，emulate 比较是效法或仿效，也就是以一个人或某人的成就作为范例，再试图超越他的水准。Emulate 是一种良性的竞争，而且 emulate 的结果有可能是青出于蓝而胜于蓝。我们在学习的过程应该尽量 emulate， 避免 imitate。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。
Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about travel hacks. Yes, things to make your traveling go a little bit smoother. There are things to make packing an easier job. Friends, when you're packing, do you roll your clothes or fold them to put them inside your suitcase? Our lesson suggests to roll them so that they don't get wrinkled. And what about heavy items? Where in your suitcase should you put those? Well, that is at the bottom of your suitcase. Let's see what other tips we can find out about now.
Travel hacks. Instead of buying new travel-sized toiletries every time you go somewhere, refill the small bottles from larger containers that you have at home. On the flight, make sure you drink enough water. Since you can't take bottles of water through airport security, take an empty bottle. Fill it up once you get to your gate in the terminal. Make your flight more pleasant by wearing comfortable clothes and taking something enjoyable to do.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 refill 这个动词 ，re 这个字首有再一次的意思 ，fill 是指充满，所以 refill 是指再次充满或装满。注意它的重音是在第二个音节，念成 refill。例如 ，The waiter refilled our cups with freshly brewed coffee。服务生把我们的杯子都再次倒满刚煮好的咖啡，或者是 I forgot to refill my windshield washer fluid。我忘了补充挡风玻璃清洁剂。Refill 也可以当名词，这个时候终于要拿到低音节，念成 refill。例如 ，pay $5 and you can get unlimited refills of soft drinks。付$5就可以得到软性饮料的无限次序杯。最后我们看 terminal 这个名词 ，term 这个字根有界限或限制的意思，所以 terminal 就是指旅行的起点或终点，也就是航站或航厦。例如 ，Our flight will depart from Terminal 2, Gate 10. 我们的班机会在第二航厦10号登机门启程。或者是 ，Connecting passengers need to go to Terminal M to catch their flight. 转机乘客要到 M 航厦去搭机。 Terminal 也可以当形容词，用来形容疾病是晚期的或者是末期的。例如 ,the patient has terminal lung cancer. 这名病患是肺癌末期。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we have another tip here that we'd like to go over, and it says instead of buying new travel-sized toiletries, every time you go somewhere, refill the small bottles from larger containers that you have at home. And of course, you see a word here on the screen, the word size, but in front of the word size is that little mark, that little dash.
That's right. So you could have something travel-sized. Mm-hmm. That usually means it's a lot smaller than normal. Like travel-sized shampoo is smaller than those big shampoo bottles. Maybe you want to put another word there, like life-size. If you go to a wax museum, you will see life-size statues that look like people, real people.
Or you might want to buy some fun-sized candy bars. Mm. Those are the smaller little candy bars instead of the big ones. Or bite-sized chicken nuggets. A fun word for you to know. Well, let's move on to the next section on the flight. Make sure you drink enough water. Since you can't take bottles of water through airport security, take an empty bottle. And what should you do with that empty bottle?
Fill it up once you get to your gate at the terminal. In our lesson here, the word once means as soon as or when you get to the terminal.
That's right. So, for example, can you please put the dishes away once you get home?
All right, friends. Mm-hmm. Of course, these are some wonderful tips, but right now it's time for something different. The SC Challenge.
Yes.
Let's do that again.
Yes.
All right, for today's challenge, I'm very happy to have my friend Rebecca here with us. Rebecca, thanks for joining.
I'm very happy to be here.
And just so you know, friends, yes, her name is spelled R-E-E-B-E-K-A-H, a little different from your teacher, Rebecca. Now, Rebecca, you do enjoy traveling, right?
Yes, traveling is one of my favorite hobbies.
Okay, good. Well, then, these questions, you should know the answers to all of these questions I'm about to ask.
I hope so.
Okay, friends, let's see how many you get as well. So first, according to our lesson, rolling your clothes carefully can prevent them from getting what?
Wrinkled. And that is a really good tip, except actually I never roll my clothes.
So you don't follow this thing.
No, I don't follow this. I like folding my clothes. But it is true that rolling your clothes, you take up a lot less space and your clothes don't wrinkle. And having clothes that are not wrinkled is a very good idea.
So the reason you don't do it is because it takes more time?
I think it's more out of habit.
I'm just
so used to folding my clothes that even when traveling, I fold everything up.
Right. I do too. Yeah, but maybe I should follow this tip and actually start, like, rolling my clothes.
Yes.
Very good job, Rebecca. Mm. You didn't even have to listen to the options. You just got the answer correctly. Excellent. Okay, number two. Where in your suitcase should you pack heavy items?
Well, the article tells us to pack heavy items on the bottom, and that's actually a really good idea because in the past I've brought gifts and I put them on the bottom, and I had some of the heavier stuff on the top, like shoes and other things.
Uh-oh.
And what happened to my gift was it ended up, the box got crooked. It did not look very good on delivery. So this is a very good tip.
Yes, pack your heavy things on the bottom and your valuable gifts on top, right?
Yes, or hand carry your gifts.
Nice, I like that. Okay, number three. According to our lesson, airport security won't let you bring in what? Here are the options. Toiletries, B, bottles of water, or C, suitcases.
Well, it's B, bottles of water. You're not allowed to carry liquid on the plane. And with your toiletries, you also have to be careful because if they're too big, they'll take it away from you too.
Right, over 100 milliliters, I think.
Yes, most places.
Okay, thank you so much, Rebecca. That's 3 for 3.
You're very welcome. That was fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hope you get to travel more this year.
I know,
yeah.
Me too.
Okay.
All right. Well,
we'll use these tips that we just learned.
Exactly, especially rolling those clothes. Friends, we'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
Welcome to Twin Time, everyone. I'm Christina.
And I'm Sabrina.
And guess what time it is? It's time to review today's lesson. I hope you're ready. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. You have to fill in the blank with the correct word. And the words are wrinkle, refill, terminal, and suitcase. These are some great words, so let's get started. The first sentence is, my shirt is after being in the bag for so long. That's right. The answer is wrinkled. My shirt is wrinkled after being in the bag for so long. I think that was way too easy for our friend Serena. Here's another sentence that's a little more difficult. Your plane will be departing from 4 in 2 hours. This one is a little more difficult, but I think our friends still know the answer. Correct. Your plane will be departing from Terminal 4 in 2 hours. An airplane terminal is a building at an airport where passengers are able to get on and off an aircraft. There are also train and bus terminals. I remember when I almost missed my plane to New York. I went to the wrong terminal, which was on the opposite side of where I was supposed to be departing from. Well, at least you didn't miss your plane. Okay, here is our last sentence for today. The waiter saw the customer's empty glass and it with water. Is the answer suitcase or refill? The waiter saw the customer's empty glass and refilled it with water. This means the waiter filled the glass with water again. Friends, did you get all the answers right? I'm sure you did a great job. Well, our time here is up. Come back and join us again on Twin Time.
Gabe, you really need to learn to roll your clothes and not pack unnecessary items like this fish.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks for helping me, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. It's taking up so much space.
Yeah, it kind of is. You know what else I liked from our lesson today that I think I need to do?
What's that?
Is to refill with smaller bottles from the bigger bottles that I have at home.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good tip.
Yeah, that way I don't need to waste money buying some new stuff. Well, friends, what have you learned today? Talk about it in English, and we have more travel hacks next time right here at
Studio Classroom.